Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
A couple of weeks ago, Bob, you started reading a book called Poppy's Dilemma. You wanted to get back into reading. You approached the Berry Library and the Riverland as well and came up with what was just some absolute gold.
I really enjoyed Poppy's Dilemma. It was full of surprises and twists and just gossip.
You finished it early this week, I think. Was it Monday?
Yeah.
And then Tuesday we spoke to Carly Lane, the author. It was a wonderful experience. But I wanted in on that action. Ever since I studied at university, I kind of lost the ability to read books and enjoy them because I'd read so much that the fun had been taken out of it. So I wanted to get in on that action. Now, you took me down to the Berry Library yesterday, introduced me to the library manager, Peter, who I hadn't met before. We had quite the experience. We have chosen a book, but here's how the process of it all went.
I do have some requirements on what I need in a book, so if you can help me out.
It's sounding like you might be a bit picky, Brooke.
It's not picky. I just...
She generally is quite picky.
Okay, I'm a little picky, but what are you going to do? I know what I like. So, Poppy's Dilemma was great. I want romance. I want something a little less out on the property.
Yeah, it's a tall order, Brooke, because the property and the country setting is really, really popular. So, I'm sure we can find something.
There's just so many to choose from.
Yeah, there is. So we've got this guy here, Robert Gott. He writes sort of murder mystery, more traditional, but maybe not enough romance in there.
I don't want to be too scared, Peter. I'm a scaredy cat.
Okay, all right.
One of those books was called Port Fairy Murders, so maybe that's a little softer.
I'm focusing on the word murder that I see there.
Gotcha.
Australian crime's been really big lately. So there's a guy called Chris Hammer, and his first book was Scrublands. It's about small town. There's some sort of mystery.
I am intrigued because looking at the front, it says a dead river, a dying town, a killer's secrets. I'm pretty hooked on that.
Kathy Lett, I mean, it's more romancy, husband replacement therapy, this one's called. So if you want to go down, the series stuff, Big Little Lies, Fleur MacDonald's an author, Jeffrey McGeachin, and you could go more traditional, Bryce Courtney, Australian author.
Well, look, a lot of options. Everything's far from what I would usually read, which is what I like. I can't help but keep thinking about the dying town with the killer secret.
Yeah, that Chris Hammer book. And Chris Hammer's a really popular author and he's relatively new.
Lock it in. Now I got to get me a library card.
And I did get that library card and borrowed the book Scrublands by Chris Hammer. Just on it so far, I don't know a lot of information. The blurb on the back is enormous. It's 3 paragraphs long.
And yet very gripping in those 3 paragraphs.
Yeah, general gist, there's been a big tragedy in a town. A year later, a journalist goes back to cover the 1-year anniversary of the tragedy and it uncovers some secrets. Things are not as they seem and it becomes personal to him.
I feel this is important for people listening trying to imagine this book. Just show me the front cover. You've got kind of a dead tree in a very barren landscape.
Yeah, Poppy's Dilemma, which is, I guess, the first one we did, so it's the one we compare it to, was like, had a lot going on. This has got not much at all.
But setting the tone is important.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's quite a thickie. What did you say before? 480 pages?
81, yeah. So it might take me a while to get through. We will put a photo up on our socials as well. If you have read it before or you want to read it along with me, that would be great. I will provide updates as we go.